Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Rosie, who is a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
10 tips to develop an abundance mindset. People often get so concerned with everything they don't have. In fact, they become so focused on this perception of lack or scarcity that they struggle to really understand how much they already do have. Learning how to embrace an abundance mindset is crucial for lifelong happiness and satisfaction. If you struggle to see life with an abundance mindset, consider adopting these strategies to build this attitude within yourself. Practice gratitude on a daily basis. Express gratitude for everything in your life that is good, positive, and right. Regularly acknowledge the joy and fulfillment you already have within your life. Being thankful for the activities and hobbies that bring you true joy and pleasure is a great way to deepen the true level of abundance you already have. Move away from scarcity language and focus on abundance language. Pay attention to the language you use when talking to yourself. Replace scarcity-focused phrases like I don't have enough with abundance-oriented ones like I actually do have quite a bit in my life or there is enough to go around for everyone. The way you speak to yourself holds a lot of sway over your general attitude and mindset. Celebrate other people's successes and wins. Instead of feeling competitive or envious when other people do well or achieve something great, celebrate the success of others. Acknowledge their achievements, and see them as evidence that success is abundant and attainable. If they can do it, then it is evidence that you can too. Focus on the aspects of life that you can control. Unfortunately, you'll never have 100% total control over everything in life. Instead of focusing on things outside your realm of control, focus on the aspects of your life that you can control. Direct your energy toward positive actions and solutions rather than dwelling on limitations to experience more abundant thinking. Visualize what your future successes will look like. Use visualization techniques to imagine yourself actually achieving your goals. Picture a future where you have an abundance of opportunities, resources, and positive experiences. Focus on the specific details of these visualization images. You can use them to not only build a solid plan of what you'll need to do to actually meet those goals, but doing so can also help you understand the abundance of what you already have in life. Be open to learning and experiencing new things. A great way to allow more abundance in your life is to be open to learning. Embrace a continuous learning mindset. See challenges as opportunities to grow, and be open to acquiring new skills and knowledge that contribute to abundance. Believe that you are done learning, you can learn new things at any age, and you should seek change and growth throughout your entire life. Avoid making any negative comparisons. Refrain from comparing yourself to others in a way that breeds negative thinking or judgment of yourself. Everyone's journey is unique, and focusing on your own growth diminishes feelings of scarcity. When you focus too much on what others have or what they are doing, it can have a bad impact on your own mindset and attitude. Give generously to others. Practice generosity by giving to others without expecting immediate returns, praise, or recognition. Acts of kindness and generosity contribute to a sense of abundance and fulfillment. When you are giving to others, it means you have some abundance in your life and want to spread that goodness around. Use affirmations to assert abundance. Develop positive affirmations that reinforce an abundance mindset within yourself. Repeat these affirmations regularly to reinforce positive beliefs about abundance in various aspects of your life. The more often you repeat them, the more solidified in your mind they will become. Surround yourself with positivity. Build a positive and supportive environment of people who think, act, and speak with positive attitudes. Surround yourself with people who encourage growth, optimism, and the belief that there is plenty to go around. Avoid negative naysayers or toxic people who struggle to find anything positive to share. They can be poisonous for your abundance mindset.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.dicast.com. URL, healthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.